morning and welcome to Fluidra's results presentation for 2013. My name is Cristina Del Castillo, and I'm the Director of Investor Resources. The presentation will be carried out by Mr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. The documentation is available in our webpage, fluidra.com, under the same results lead. It has also been sent today to the Stock Exchange Authority, so you can also find it in the Stock Exchange's webpage. The recording of this multi-conference will be available as of tomorrow in our company's webpage under Shareholders and Investors. Let's start the presentation. I'm going to give the floor now to Mr. Eloy Planes.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results. As we've been saying during past presentations, this year we have had to face exceptional circumstances that have had a significant impact on our accounts. On the one hand, the first half year had bad weather throughout Europe, and that implied a delay of the campaign until July, and on the other hand, the reduction in our project activity and the subsequent closure and liquidation of that project activity. On page number three in this presentation, you have a summary of the main figures for Fluidra. Given that what happened in 2013 with the project activity is an exception, we have thought it would be good, in order to ease the understanding of our figures, to present on page number four the main figures adjusted for turnkey projects. These data reflect Fluidra's normal activity and how the environment and the bad weather have had an impact on our margins. At the same time, it informs in a clear and transparent way about the scope of the adjustment of the turnkey projects during this financial year. On page number three, you can see that the company's sales reflect €592.7 million, 5.7% below 2012. The impact of the fluctuations of foreign exchange, especially during the last two quarters, has been rather significant, and it accounts for 2.1 points out of the 5.7 points that we have fallen. If we analyze the sales evolution, we see that all of the efforts for internationalization and diversification, of which we will give you greater details afterwards, has not been enough to compensate for the reduction of consumption in Europe due to the bad weather and the strong impact between the second and third quarters of the evolution of foreign exchange. If we now look at page number four, we see the evolution of the variables in the P&L account. The normalized EBITDA for the company, which reflects the impact both of the liquidation of projects, 5 million, and the losses due to this activity during the financial year, 5.6 million, is up to €61.3 million, which is within the guidance range announced in August. The EBITDA before liquidation costs is of €52.7 million, close to the €54 million announced in August as well. The liquidation costs, €5 million before taxes, are also within the range we announced in November. The company's net profit, which is negative €10.2 million, has been impacted exceptionally by projects, €8.6 million, the costs of the restructuring program, €3.7 million, and the goodwill impairment associated to Europe, €4.5 million. Without these specific effects, it would have been €6.6 million that we can see on the slide. If we now analyze the balance sheet variables, once again on page number three, we can see that during the last quarter we have worked intensely to reduce the net working capital, which is €181.6 million, 9.6% below last year, which has allowed us to compensate partially the lower generation of free cash flow in the P&L account, which is of €16.8 million. The net financial debt at the end of 2013 is of €186.8 million, very well aligned with the previous financial years. The net financial debt over EBITDA multiple does not comply with our goal of 2.5 times due to the aforementioned adjustments. If we analyze the very same ratio with the pro forma EBITDA, then the levels are reduced up to 3 times. Beyond the figures that show our financial evolution, on the one hand, the company has accelerated its operational deleveraging process in the south of Europe with a program that wants to capture savings of 15 million euros compared to 2012. That program has already had an impact in 2013, and we foresee capturing 90% of these savings in 2014. On the other hand, as it is presented on page number 5 in the presentation, we have kept on working to create a growth basis. In this sense, Fluidra is still in a transformation process that's consistent with its internationalization strategy. We have reinforced our position in South America, and especially in Brazil. This reinforcement implied complementing our delegation in Sao Paulo with a strong industrial basis over which we could grow. This reinforcement was specified in February 2013 with the acquisition of Veiko, a company specializing in the manufacturing of pool accessories, which was created 5 years ago. It is located in the province of Santa Catarina in the south of Brazil, where it has facilities of 1,500 square meters. With this step forward, we expect to capture medium-term a relevant market share in Brazil, a market that we value in more than 200 million euros, whose current fleet represents, with its 1.4 million pools, 8%. It accounts for 8% of the world fleet of pools. Secondly, our innovation efforts have been compensated with the creation of Astral Pool Mall, a device for the physical and chemical control of the pool, allowing for savings of 90% in chemicals and 50% in electricity and water. The presentation of Astral Pool Mac in the main trade shows worldwide has been a great success. Astral Pool Mac will mark a before and an after in the management of conventional pool because of its efficiency, its contribution to the natural environment, its avant-garde design, and its ease from a mobile device. And now I'm going to give the floor to our CSO, Mr. Xavier Tintoret. Thank you very much, Aloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained in 2013. On page number 6, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. Our sales figure drops by 5.7%, out of which 2.1 points are currency, foreign exchange, and 1.4 points is projects. Thus, the evolution of the traditional business falls by 2.2%. The second half of the year has been a good one, but not enough to compensate for the negative evolution of a cold and wet spring in Europe. If we look at the figures of the half year on a standalone basis, the growth adjusted for foreign exchange and projects is of plus 3.1%, with a recovery of the traditional business of Fluidra in the European market, especially in Central Europe, and a good behavior in international markets, as we shall see next when we analyze the composition of the sales figure by geographic areas and business units. The gross margin goes down by 80 basis points, explained by the low marginality of two turnkey projects in the south of Europe. The margin excluding these projects behaves well compared to the previous years. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reaches 232.5 million, with a reduction of 3.3 million compared to the previous year. During this period, we have kept on disinvesting in the south of Europe through the different lean initiatives and investing these resources in Asia Pacific and the Americas in order to incentivize growth. Provisions for insolvency reach 11.1 million euros, a figure that accounts for 1.9% of sales. Out of this figure, 7.6 million, or 1.3% of sales, belong to the traditional business, with increases caused by the evolution in Italy and Portugal, and 3.5 million belong to the valuation with liquidation criteria of the project's assets. The loss of volume during the first half of the year and the impact of the projects explain the evolution of the EBITDA that goes from 72.2 to 47.7 million euro. The impact of turnkey projects, as Lloyd has explained previously, is of 8.6 million euro. Based on the end of two projects in the south of Europe with losses and the slowing down of the activity that we decided during the spring, and 5 million in terms of liquidation costs. For all of these, the normalized EBITDA, excluding the specific impact of projects, would reach 61.3 million euro. These very same factors explain the impact on profits, which are additionally affected by a greater financial cost due to the level of debt and the impact of the implicit interest of the earn-out of Aquavico and Yulee. I'd like also to highlight the fact that the evolution of the business in Europe during the first half of the year has forced us to carry out an impairment of goodwill of 4.5 million euros. On page number seven, you can see the sales evolution per geographic areas. As I've pointed out previously, we have had a good behavior of the second half year, with growth adjusted for foreign exchange and projects of 3.1%. I'd like to highlight this positive evolution in markets like the center and the north of Europe, which from double-digit falls during the first half year, they have ended being practically flat once we have corrected for the foreign exchange. Eastern Europe has also had a good year, especially in Russia, with a double-digit growth. In the south of Europe, Italy and France lead the falls, whereas Greece and Portugal have remained flat. In France, the most important impact is verified in the sale of above-ground pools in large retailers, which is a type of purchase that's very much impacted by bad weather. On the other hand, the evolution outside of Europe is still clearly positive. In Asia and Australia, they still have growth rates of 8%, in spite of a sudden deceleration in Yulee during the fourth quarter, due to the fact that it was included in the group in October 2012. On page number eight, we show the evolution of the different group's business units. In residential pools, the half year on a standalone basis has been a good one, with growth and a good behavior in almost all of the product categories. Although this good behavior does not allow to compensate for the evolution during the first half year. On a cumulative basis, it is reduced by 3.5%, which implies a significant fall in above-ground pool sold through large retailers, which accounts for half of the fall. Water treatment falls by 5%, and this reduction is due to the residential area, because industrial water treatment even shows a small growth rate. Irrigation is basically flat, with a good recovery during the half year, with growth in France, South Africa, and Russia. Fluid handling falls by 3%, affected by a lower contribution of Yulee during the quarter on a standalone basis, and the reduction produced in Europe, and a special delivery carried out in Egypt during the second quarter of  2012. Finally, projects present an evolution with a reduction close to 50%, because we have pulled the brakes and of this activity, and we've decided to use these resources to end contracts in the south of Europe. On page number nine, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reaches 181.6 million euros at the end of the year, with a reduction of 9.6%. The working capital improves in all of its components: stocks, customers, and especially suppliers, having placed the average payment period to suppliers in 88 days. The ratio of net working capital over sales is reduced to 1.3 percentage points. On the next page, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. Before acquisitions, the company has generated almost 27 million euro, with a lower part coming from the P&L account, compensated by a greater contribution made by the net working capital, as we have seen in the previous slide. In acquisitions, we have invested almost 10 million euros, which belong mainly to the payment of the acquisition of Veco in Brazil, and the contingent payment of Fluidra Yulee against the 11.44 million euros last year. For all of this reason, as you can see on page number 11, the net financial debt is of 187 million euros, only 6 million million above the previous years. Given the specific reduction of the EBITDA due to the untypical issues we have already mentioned, the EBITDA debt ratio is 3.9 times. When we normalize the EBITDA due to the impact of projects, it is 3 times. This ratio is above the internal goal and the covenant that we have defined for in the sum of our financial contract. For this reason, given this situation, this abnormal situation caused by projects, the company negotiated and got, before the end of the year, the waivers needed for 2013. From that point of view, as we show on the third bullet point on page 12, the company wants to go back to the debt-EBITDA ratio below 2.5 times at the end of next year. Additionally, to the generation of free cash flow because of its operations next year, we're studying different disposals of assets, of non-strategic assets, that we hope to materialize in the next quarters. These asset disposals, non-strategic asset disposals, will not change the company's profile, but it will allow the company to concentrate on core activities and to simplify its operations. The restructuring plan announced in November is being implemented between the fourth quarter last year and the first quarter this year. Remember that the goal is to reduce the group's expense by 50 million euros compared to the 235.8 million euros in 2012. Part of this goal has already been captured in 2013. Our estimations position the capture at the end of 2014 of 90%. It is also important to point out that about 4 million euros in terms of restructuring expenses have already been included in the 2013 accounts for this program. Finally, as we already told you in the previous results communication, the group has proceeded to the orderly closure of the project activity, recording its lower estimation of the values at liquidation costs of assets and liabilities and impacting these costs in 2013. We still believe that the channel represented by turnkey projects is an interesting channel with a good future, but our participation in this channel will be limited to the prescription and delivery of components and solutions, thus avoiding the costs associated to civil works. Without any further ado, I'm going to give back the floor to our CEO, Mr. Roy Planas, for him to conclude this results presentation.
Thank you, Xavier. Before ending and starting the Q&A session, I'd like to highlight some ideas as a summary. First of all, I'd like to underscore the exceptionality of the results of 2013, which have been marred, as we have already said, by the coincidence of bad weather and because of the turnkey project division. We spotted the problem in the division, we analyzed the different strategic options we had, and we decided to close and liquidate the operation and to account for the whole impact in 2013. Beyond this specific fact, we have kept on working in our strategy with our usual intensity to deleverage in Europe and to invest internationally within a framework of financial stability. During the last quarter of the year, we started up a restructuring plan in order to reduce by 15 million euro based on 2012. Internationally, our current base is useful to us as a platform for growth in the future. This year, in 2014, we want to work over the basis of the investments already made in South America and Asia. 2013 has been a bad year as a whole for Fluidra, but we have worked very hard to correct this trend and to be once again in a good position. The closure of the projects division, our international setup, and our restructuring plan and investment in new products make us feel very secure about our recovery, the recovery of our profitability for 2014. 2014 actually presents itself with a situation in which the exchange rates of foreign exchange may have a significant impact on our level of sales, and it's going to be very difficult to foresee how this may vary during the year. In our central scenario, we expect a greater impact of foreign exchange within the first half year, and we assume that it will be practically neutral during the second half of the year. Under this central scenario, we have built up our guidance for 2014. We calculate that our sales will be positioned between 580 million and 600 million euros, recovering the profitability levels, reaching an EBITDA between 65 million and 69 million, and repositioning our net financial debt at 2.5 times. Fluidra is a solid group with a great resilience capacity, and we face a consistent future project. We face the new year with strength and with security in our own capacities. We thank you for your participation, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may want to ask us. Thank you very much indeed.
Let us now start the Q&A. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you want to intervene, dial 0.1 on your phone's dial.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you.
The first question will be asked by Francisco Ruiz from BNP Paribas. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I have a number of questions. First of all, I know you have mentioned it, but could you tell me what are the announcements made this year and which will be for the future years? Secondly, with regards to your guidance, there is something that I believe that it's either overly conservative or there is something I do not understand. You're talking about an increase of the normalized EBITDA of about 47 million euros with a growth in sales and with about, I don't know, 10 million euros in terms of savings. I don't know where the difference comes from. Without further restructuring expenses included in that difference. Thirdly, could you tell us what's the foreign exchange impact that you estimate in that guidance?
Hi. Hi, Paco. Good morning. Thank you for your questions. During the financial year 2012, we made payments of about 10 million euro, a bit less than 10 million euro, which correspond to our initial payment for Veko and a contingent payment for the earn-out of Yulee. Now, for 2014, we have a contingent payment for Veko, which is a very small amount, about half a million EUR, and a contingent payment also for Yulee, which will be dependent on the evolution of the business, but it will be of about 3 million euro. With regards to the future, the following earn-out we have pending is the one, the Aquas earn-out, which as you will remember, during the acquisition, there were a number of windows in which it can be actually executed. We will believe that. I mean, given how the conversations are evolving with the old owners, this will be implemented during the last part of the windows in 2016 or 2017. Now, with regards to your comment about the guidance, well, let's see. The guidance has been built up based on the visibility we have right now, which as you know, it is a limited vision because the campaign has not yet started. It is true that you tell me that there are positive elements in the accounts like the closure of the projects division, the restructuring plan, the bad weather we had last year, and the evolution of certain markets. We also see that there are some question marks. As you have said, the evolution of foreign exchange, the economic situation in France, which as you know, is a significant market to us. At the end of the day, I mean, we have built up a guidance based on all of these elements, and this brings us to the figures we have shared with you. Now, you were asking me if in this guidance we include restructuring expenses. Well, they are not included. Remember that restructuring expenses are always placed, in our case, below the EBITDA. The restructuring expenses, personnel restructuring expenses. You also asked me about the evolution of the exchange, of foreign exchange in this scenario. Well, we have constructed it assuming that the exchange rates that we have had during the first 2 months will be kept throughout the year. As a result, during the first half year, we'll have a greater impact than during the second half year. And this, in terms of sales, it will be between 10 and 12 million euro. And the impact of the results associated to this move, to this movement will be between 1 and 1.5 million euro, approximately.
Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. It's going to be a question asked by Alberto Sanchez.
Yes, good morning. I have a number of questions, too. First of all, with regards to the guidance, I'd like to know whether in the guidance, the income guidance for 2014, you also include some income in the projects division for some project that is yet to be delivered or not? Secondly, could you give us a greater vision about the income? Could you break it down by geographic area? How do you foresee that? And finally, do we still have scope for improvement for the working capital in 2014? Can you give us some orientation as to where that could come from?
Hi. Hi, Alberto. Good morning. Let me start with your last question. Yes, we believe that there are still good opportunities to improve our company's working capital management, given the different situation we have in each geographic areas, in each continent in which we are present. So there are different opportunities to get the efficiency that we have in the south of Europe, close to the north of Europe, and areas in Asia and Latin America, where we are more efficient in our working capital management, in part due to the critical mass and in part due to the structure we have in these geographic areas. Remember that we have always mentioned that as a mid-term goal, the company wants to position its working capital over sales level at the end of the year below 30%. And we're still convinced, and we still defend this goal, which we believe are, well, reachable goals. They're attainable. Now, with regards to whether we can actually break down for you the income reflected in the guidance by geographical area, as you know, this is not a common practice in our case. You know the company well, and you can see the evolution we have had in terms of income during the last few months. And then you can just assume that the situation will be continued along this line. There will be some elements in Asia and Australia that will be impacted by foreign exchange and also in the south of Europe. And with regards to the evolution or the inclusion within the guidance of sales from the project division, we have tried to reflect all of the costs for the closure of that operation, both in terms of assets and liabilities, in 2013. And it is true that the activity is not yet fully closed because, well, we have some things we have had to continue. So we have shown the assets and liabilities at liquidation costs, but there will be very little left for this year. Next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us remind you that in order to ask a question, you need to push 01 on your phone's dials. Thank you.
There are no further questions, neither in Spanish nor in English.
Well, thank you very much indeed, then. This is the official ending of the presentation. Thank you for your participation and have a good day.